We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sean Kratz has been found guilty of murder of three men in Bucks County. Let's get to Jim Melward at the courthouse in Doylestown.
Well, a bit of a mixed verdict here, Ian, but Sean Kratz hung his head as the jury four-person read that they had found him guilty of first and second-degree murder and robbery in the death of Dean Finocchiaro, and then guilty of voluntary manslaughter in the deaths of Mark Sturgis and Tom Mayo. There will now be the second phase of the trial to decide if he should serve life in prison or if he should be given the death penalty. The jury deliberated about 18 hours over 3 days before coming to the verdict. And Ian, remember, in April 2018, Kratz backed out at the last minute of a plea deal to third-degree murder and decided to roll the dice, even though he'd given a confession admitting that he'd shot Dean Finocchiaro in the head. He decided to roll the dice and go to trial. Well, now we know he is found guilty of first and second-degree murder. And as far as we know, they are meeting with attorneys right now. As far as we know, we will proceed into what's called the penalty phase to determine if he ends up on death row or spends the rest of his life in prison. Ian?
Hey, Jim, I know, I understand if you have to go and speak to any of the lawyers and others involved in this case, just let me know. But I wanted to just recap with you. So he's been found guilty of first and second degree murder on the Finocchiaro death of Dean Finocchiaro.
Yeah. Yes. And that is where he admitted that he actually pointed the gun at Dean Finocchiaro's head and pulled the trigger. Voluntary manslaughter in the deaths of Mark Sturgis and Tom Mayo. His cousin, Cosmo DiNardo, admitted to those murders while Kratz was present. And then, you know, as you go further down the list, he was also found guilty of robbery of Dean Finocchiaro, and then conspiracy of robbery and abuse of corpse. He was also found guilty on that. But again, the primary one here, obviously, is the first-degree murder, as that does trigger the penalty phase for a potential death penalty.
But he had been charged, unless I'm mistaken, with first-degree murder of Mark Sturgis and Tom Mayo, or no?
He was charged with what's called criminal homicide, and that covers everything from first-degree murder down to voluntary manslaughter. And the jury was given the task of deciding whether it's first-degree murder, second-degree murder, or voluntary manslaughter. And in this case, they decided that it was first-degree murder. I guess they took his confession at its word, where he said he pointed the gun at Dean Finocchiaro's head and pulled the trigger, and then voluntary manslaughter for being present as Mark Sturgis and Tom Mayo were killed by his cousin Cosmo DiNardo.
But prosecutors had been pushing for a first-degree murder conviction on Mark Sturgis and Tom Mayo's death?
Again, yes, they were as wrapped up in that in criminal homicide. It was wrapped up in all of that. So yes, they were. But again, the key thing here is that they did get the first-degree murder in the killing of Dean Finocchiaro. So you know, once you get below that, three counts, sure, you could argue would be more positive from a prosecutor standpoint, but there is that one count along with the other crimes that were committed, which will be what are called aggravators, and aggravators are weighed against mitigators, anything that may be in the defendant's favor when you decide, does he go to death row, does he get life in prison? That'll be the next part of this, but they've gotten enough, it would seem, to move forward and ask jurors to give him the death penalty.
Appreciate the explanation on this. Speaking with Jim Melward, our Suburban Bureau Chief at the courthouse, Bucks County Courthouse in Doylestown, as Sean Kratz has been found guilty of first-degree murder in the death of Dean Finocchiaro and of voluntary manslaughter in the deaths of Mark Sturgis and Tom Mayo. Jim, you were reporting tensions in the courtroom, some emotional drama last night. Was there any of that kind of thing when the verdict was announced?
There were no outbursts, but you could certainly see an emotional release from the family members when that first guilty on first-degree murder came in. And that was for Dean Finocchiaro, but you could see As the defendant dropped his head to his chin to his chest, you could also see the family members as they kind of hugged each other, arms around each other, and huddled up, and you could see the emotion coming out, many, many tears, you would assume tears of relief, but also remembering the boys that they lost on July 7th, 2017, in what has been described as just a senseless series of murders.
Unsurprising that those emotions were running high, Jim. Take us back to that time when we were referring to them as the lost boys of Bucks County. There was such a long search for those young men, and it ended in utter devastation.
Yeah, and during testimony, one of the mothers referenced that it was a series of 4 days and what was probably the hottest part of the summer of 2017, as they were out on a farm in Solbury Township near New Hope here in Bucks County, searching for these bodies, searching for 4 bodies. There was another man, Jimmy Patrick, who was killed by Cosmo DiNardo. Sean Kratz was not charged as part of that, and they eventually found the 3 bodies, the bodies of Mark Sturgis, Tom Mayo, and Dean Finicaro in a 12-foot-deep hole. In a shared grave, and DiNardo and Kratz had tried to burn the bodies before putting them in what they called the pig roaster and dumping the bodies in the hole. And one of the mothers of one of the men testified here. One of the hardest things that week, as the families were on the property, and there was a barrier where they were keeping the families so that they could be there and get updates immediately. But she said one of the hardest things for her to do was not run past that barrier and just go up to where they were excavating the body, saying she just wanted to sit by her boy. Obviously, emotional testimony.
And Sean Kratz's cousin, Cosmo DiNardo, remind us of his status.
So back in April 2018, both Kratz and DiNardo were here in Doylestown, expected to plead guilty. DiNardo went through with his guilty plea to 4 counts of first-degree murder and is serving 4 consecutive life sentences. At the last minute, Sean Kratz, who was expected to plead guilty to third-degree murder with a sentence of 59 to 118 years in prison, he backed out at the last minute, but again, he'd given a confession as part of that plea, and that confession was played here, and now he's sentenced in addition to other things, he's convicted in addition to other things of first-degree murder, and that is in the death of Dean Finicaro.
And Jim, before I let you go, I'll just have you recap for people who may be just joining us the verdict in the murder trial in Bucks County of Sean Kratz.
Yeah, 18 hours over 3 days of deliberations, and the jury did come back. Sean Kratz is guilty of first and second degree murder and robbery in connection with the death of Dean Finicaro, guilty of voluntary manslaughter in the deaths of Mark Sturgis and Tom Mayo, also found guilty of abuse of corpse as they tried to burn these bodies and then dumped them in a 12-foot hole for investigators to find several days later.